It's certainly the case for Norfolk-born author Edward Carey, who now lives and works in the USA, but who's never stopped thinking and dreaming about his home. Here's Neil to tell us about Edward and his recent work.
This is a book which combines words and drawings in a remarkable and moving way. Open the pages and enter a world created by the award-winning author and illustrator Edward Carey from his home in Texas. A couple of years ago, when the COVID lockdowns began, Norfolk-born Edward published a sketch of a determined young man on social media. His idea was to keep posting a drawing a day until life returned to some kind of normality. And he kept going. Now we can all join Edward's fascinating world by picking up a copy of B, A Year in Plagues and Pencils, and settling down to read his words and admire his drawings, a compelling work of art. B, by the way, is Edward's preferred grade of pencil. More than a couple of hundred stubs later, he is still drawing. He has been working from home in Austin, Texas, where he is a creative writing teacher at the University of Texas. His students are lucky. A novelist, artist and playwright, he is the author of a number of acclaimed works, including Observatory Mansions, Alva and Irva, Little, The Swallowed Man and the Ironmonger Trilogy. Little has been published in almost 20 countries. It was listed for several awards worldwide and was a Sunday Times Book of the Year. This new offering has been described as startlingly original by The Times, and Margaret Atwood added, "Don't miss the eccentric charmer." The Daily Mail said it was a marvellous feat of storytelling that dives deep into the madness accompanying solitude and creativity, while The Washington Post said of our Edward, "a playful writer whose charming sentences are works of careful craftsmanship." As for the author, he says, "I blame the pencil. I hadn't meant to do it. I wasn't thinking, it just happened." So who is Edward Carey? Well, he has lived in many different countries, including France, Romania, Lithuania, Germany, Ireland, Denmark, and now the United States. But, he tells me, his home is Norfolk. He was born in North Walsham in 1970 and grew up at Horning and then in Saxlingham, Nethergate, near Norwich. No beach will ever be better to me than the one at Holcombe, nor any wood as mysterious as the Pinewood Beach there, says Edward. Now I live in Austin, Texas, which is very far from home. I still, like many people, dream of my childhood home. I visit it often in my sleep. Norwich to me, as a child, seemed everything, impossibly large, impossibly ancient, full of wonderful dark tales and history. The Grey Lady, Kett Rebellion, Elizabeth I, probably inaccurate, bringing plague to the city, said Edward. When people mentioned London, I thought they meant London Street. I was surprised to learn in kindergarten, in Norwich, that Jesus Christ did not come from East Anglia. I love the landscape of Norfolk, not as flat as they say, and the birds. I do often miss those birds in Texas, and will draw a robin, or a pheasant, or a woodcock, or a snipe. During the first year of the pandemic, I wrote a novel set in Norwich, because I missed home so much, and tried to put in some of the city's famous children for stories. Julian of Norwich, Kett, Sir Thomas Erpingham, Nelson, Peter the Wild Boy, the Grey Lady of Tombland, he adds. I managed to get back to Norwich last summer and woke up very early one Sunday morning and walked around the city. I was all alone for a while except for the seagulls and the statue of Sir Thomas Browne. Then I walked to the cathedral, past the statue of Edith Cavell and of Nelson and into the great building itself, and I was, for a little while, home again, says Edward. I hope people enjoy this collection of drawings and words as we move cautiously into a brighter future, he adds. I certainly did, and I think you will too. B, A Year in Plagues and Pencils by Edward Carey is published by Gallic Buds and costs £14.99.
Thank you, Neil. The pandemic has certainly produced outpourings of creativity which might otherwise have never seen the light of day. And how wonderful that even thousands of miles away in Texas, Edward still thinks so much about Norfolk.